Paul, can you give us an update on Dustin Byfuglien's status with him not skating today?
So he's out tonight, but we are, the plan would be that he's out tonight so that we make him available for the game in Colorado.
So for Sammy Niku to get a chance to start with Buff's partner and Ben Sherratt, obviously, that was a pretty good opportunity for him. You know, Ben's been pretty solid for you here lately.
Sammy's game when he came out was solid and good and on a track that we understand in terms of style. So he was moving the puck, skating the pucks, using the skill set that he has to defend well through his speed. So we like the track that he's on. He's been good for us. We haven't had to use him a lot because we've got a lot of depth back there, and this is how those defensemen get their opportunity.
Was Buff a bit of a tweak recurrence?
No. It's another minor one that's not going to help the original one. The original one's fine enough to play. It's strong. It's getting stronger. It just set us up. He wasn't going to be able to perform very well, and we think in a few days he'll settle right in.
A lot of talk of sense here, maybe about some guys heading into the deadline. From your experience, when you're on a playoff team such as you are with anticipation of making some noise in the playoffs, is there extra excitement ever for players with the thought of an ad? I know the Stastny one came out of the blue last year.
Right. If we weren't living in the world that we're living, that every rumor, it's not just in the hometown paper anymore, it's every single rumor is out there. It's tough to get excited about anything. You know, there used to be, there was a rumor out, it was in your local paper and their local paper, and you thought it had some meat to it. Now, you know, anybody, the first thing, who's got an expiring contract on a team that's not making a playoffs? Well, that guy's going. So I don't feel it. I don't feel it in the room.
Coach, in that scenario, though, does it make your job any more difficult in these week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks leading up to the deadline?
You've always got a set of problems that you're dealing with. I don't think that necessarily adds to it. You got two sets of guys in your room, right? The guys, and maybe there's only one set of guy in your room because they're critically too valuable to be moved. But there's your veteran guys that know that are part of the core that they're thinking, well, we're just going to add, but we're not going to get worse. I know that for a fact. And all your young players are the only thing holding them back from 50 goals a year is the coach. So they're not going anywhere. Everybody's good, man. They're all good.
The body of work of Brossoit has been so good, but there was a little blip the other night. You got full confidence that he's going to bounce back pretty strong tonight. You'd like his work ethic?
Full confidence we won't make him work too hard tonight. That's what I'd like to see. And then, yeah, I've got no concerns.
Just speaking of that last meeting with the Senators, what a lot of the guys talked about how much they liked what they did offensively, but what would you maybe want to see them see your team do a little bit better, maybe in the defensive end?
It was the two pieces of our game that are critical. One was right there. We were I thought that was the start of a trend, and what I'm hoping for is a continuation. Our offensive mindset was right, and we generated a lot because of it, but our gap. And not just the defensemen, our defensive five, so far off the puck when we didn't have it, we gave easy rushes, and then we created chaos for ourselves by not killing plays early, by not keeping a tight gap, which means everybody knows who they've got, and then you give a team, and then you take a look at their styles, like 5-on-5, going into that game, they're a better offensive 5-on-5 team than we are, right? And you wouldn't expect that, but their offensive game is built that if you give them room, they're going to make plays, right? They're not worried about the 2 points in the standings, so they're putting that thing cross ice, and they've got enough skill. If you give them, it's on the tape, and they can finish. They're in for all the talk about our offensive game and the skilled players that we have. They score more goals 5-on-5 than we do. If we give them room to do that like we did in Ottawa, we're going to have a tough night.
Just for fun, can you give us a coach's eye view of Mark Stone as a player?
No. No. You know, in truth, he's like, he's not on my team. Like, I'm saying, first of all, if I didn't like a guy, I wouldn't come out and say bad things about a guy. And then if I like a guy and say nice things about a guy, you get yourself in a whole world of trouble. So, Jets only.
Jets defenseman Ben Sherratt, you know, he said something humorous that it seemed like just overnight that he was, you know, the youngster getting barked at by Byfuglien, and now he's going to maybe doing some mentoring tonight. What do you like about that role for him and how he's, you know, he's, again, overnight he's kind of become one of the veterans?
it opens a player's mind to the game a lot more. I mean, when you have to teach something, it's completely different. So you generate, or you're put in a situation to be aware of so many more things that are happening. You become aware of your partner, right, when you're talking to them with different plays. So being a mentor on the bench is the best way for us to be sure he's learning, right? So it's a really good thing when you can get a guy that's got enough experience and play with a young guy. He's talking to him on the bench, and if he truly understands the game, that's where all of the best coaching comes from, the bench. Right, the guy sitting beside you, all the small little details that aren't coach's area of expertise, those are the things they learn from players, and it's really good for a guy to, for his confidence and also his maturity to be put in a situation where he has to teach. It's good for him.